a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Oh, you're rocking it today, love.
I am. There was a big smile on your face right before you did that.
Because she's being a smart-ass.
I am. I'll tell you later.
Because I did a hand movement. Now she's mocking me for it.
He's a cool dude, and so are you, Beck. Welcome to the studio for Lyrical Headline.
Thank you, and happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, you got a theme for us this week, mate?
Well, happy first day of winter. Let's just say that.
Winter wonderland.
So, winter weather. Let's look at that. Nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, the way it's going to work is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Loggy. We discussed we weren't going to do this anymore.
Just every now and then to make sure you're sharp.
Derailed the movement.
It's like when I'm in the kitchen on my own of a morning and I move the tea, coffee and sugar lids around on the containers.
Yeah.
And every time they're like, "Ah, oh, you little rascal, don't do that again." And I say, "I won't do that again." And a couple of months go past and...
You did it again.
I do
false
it again.
Sense of security. Is that what it is all
that's
about?
Right, yeah. That's right. And after that fun story, I think we're ready to play. Everybody ready to play Lyrical Headlines?
Yep.
Question number one, let's go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You have my heart and we'll never be worlds apart.
Oh.
Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star.
Tom.
Countdown log.
Oh.
Countdown.
Three.
Five.
No, I can't think of it. I know the lyrics.
Oh. I have more lyrics.
I went too early.
Baby, because in the dark you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. No, told you I'll be here forever. I'll always be your friend.
Bowden's cheating.
Bowden's
mouthing the answers to Lee.
No, he's not.
Stop it.
Concentrate, Lauren.
You guys suck. Hurry up.
Okay. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other.
Oh,
you can
God.
Stand under One my of the umbrella.
Lingy.
Lingy. Rihanna umbrella.
Oh. Yeah, well done.
Thank
Bravo.
You. Don't you cheat anymore, I'm serious.
Goodness me, controversial first question.
Eyes on
you
your
can face the other way.
Eyes on your own work, Loggy.
No, eyes on your
eyes
big
down.
Cheater.
One of the best Glee episodes ever. Anyway.
You are full of interesting stories today, Tom. I just don't know where to begin.
Question number two, Lyrical Headlines. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Time, 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 see what's become of me. Time, 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 see what's become of me. While I looked around for my possibilities, I was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown and the sky
is a shady grey of winter, which is Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, and also...
Bob Dylan?
Oh, no. I will take Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh,
it's also
you.
The Bengals.
No, but what's the song?
He said PC Shade of Winter.
Sorry. I thought you were just singing along.
I thought you were finishing the lyric too.
Oh, did they have a version?
Yes.
There you go. I never knew that.
Okay. We play this on K-Rock on Saturday nights.
Yeah, do we? Yeah. Do you want another
DJ session?
Do you want another fun fact? The Bangles. Before they made it big, were called the Supersonic Bangs.
Wow,
yeah.
I prefer that.
And weirdly, they didn't make it big until they changed it to the Bangles. So there you go. Mate, I'm full of it this morning.
Yeah,
absolutely
you are.
Overflowing.
You know what you're not full of?
Answers.
Points at the moment.
Yeah, all right.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. What is it? Oh, it's 1-1.
1-1.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, now he's grumpy.
No, it's fine. I'm annoyed that I didn't get that first one. Anyway, let's go. Question number three, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Oh.
I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, water like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. I'd rather
Lucky,
be dry.
Lucky. Oh, damn it! It's Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain On Me.
Yes.
Well done,
love. We punched a hole in that wall. We're very white line fever. Oh, that is a win.
That's a win for Loggy. Well done, mate.
No, that felt dirty. I don't even want that.
Why? You won. Yeah, fair and square.
You're a cheater.
I beg your pardon.
No, you overcame the cheats.
Yeah, I know, but still... It's a Tom and I win today.
Thank you. I'll take that moral victory.
You did nothing.
Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Yeah, there's lots of ways you can get in touch with us. We do like to hear what you think of the show.
We do. Yeah. We really do. Good and the bad.
Yeah, we love hearing from everyone. Every now and then we get some more firm feedback. Yeah, would it be fair to say?
A lot of time we get really interesting feedback where it's like, hey, you guys should do this to Tom. And we're like, yes.
Yes, great.
Or vice
idea.
Versa, you know, hey, make, you know, Loggy do this. And you're, yeah, so it's great. We get the collective community.
And quite often that comes through on the socials, you know. So K-Rock Geelong, Facebook, Instagram, send us a message. We might reply.
Yeah. I was at an event last night and a few people came up to me and said, yep, love listening to you guys. Ah. Fantastic. All that. So that's terrific. A couple of weeks ago, though, you made me read out a voicemail message.
Transcribed a voicemail that would have been left for us. Yeah.
The line that sort of stuck with me was, and get rid of Lingy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Thank you so much for making me read that out. Appreciate it.
Well, look, it's that time again. Received another voicemail.
Yeah. And this is from the same person.
Yes.
Oh, it's in the same person.
Yeah. We have a serial voicemailer.
Yeah. And do you want me to read it in a... Would you like me to read it in a posh accent or try
No, just I can just read it. Read it as you imagine it sounds.
Read it the way you heard it.
I can't do that. I'll just read it as it was said and it's been dictated.
Could I just give you a little heads up, Tommy and Bowden? Just be ready on the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, be ready on the
buttons. All right.
Okay. So this is for K-Rock specifically, right? I listen between the hours of 5:30 a.m. and 9 o'clock. Just play music. I don't care what you did on the weekend or what you had for breakfast. Just play uplifting music that makes somebody want to go to work, not...
Redacted.
All right. You wreck my day, okay?
Oh, okay.
And how do you take that on board?
Look, I wreck a lot of people's days. Yeah. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
You start with Tom and mine and then you move from there.
To be fair, we never talk about what we have for breakfast.
Nor what we do on the weekend.
No. Because we don't have lives.
No, we don't care.
You don't care, we don't care.
Yeah, that's right. So again, as always, thanks for telling us what you reckon. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. Now time for another one of those uplifting songs.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last night, massive TV event, and a lot of people went out to the pub or they sat at home to watch and they put on their colours, and it was a pretty amazing defeat. Queensland taking out the win of the State of Origin.
The Maroons lead.
As you mentioned there, another famous Queensland win. State of Origin, 3 games. They've won the first one against New South Wales. And, you know, I worked and lived in Townsville for a couple of years, so it's kind of embedded in me. Mm. Queenslander! A lot of people will be yelling that today. Very excited.
Just yelling it in celebration because they go, oh, Queensland won.
No, yeah. But it's just like, you're a Queenslander, I'm a Queenslander. Queenslander! Right?
Is that sort of like, is that for a small population of the community who are really into it? For example?
Nah.
Cats cheer squad, you know? Go the Kata! That kind of gear.
Yeah.
Is it more of a broad thing that
it's
everybody...
It's a broad thing.
So hang on, what are you suggesting? So are you saying this actually happens where... You're a Queenslander, I'm a Queenslander. You yell Queenslander, what do I yell back?
I
yell Queenslander back.
You yell
back.
Queenslander.
I've never heard of this.
Mate, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to call, because I think when I was in Queensland, I was a Victorian, okay? Yeah. And I'll always be a Victorian. Yeah. And I wanted to be surrounded by other Victorians, you know, if I ever saw one, I'd be excited, great. But... I'm thinking of the poor Queenslanders who are here today and probably thinking, like, no one cares about State of Origin.
No, they'd be right.
I just want to go, I just want to just call random people in the community. I want to call random shops and whatever, and maybe even our call log, people that have called before, and just yell down the phone, Queenslander, so that they can yell Queenslander back.
If they respond.
Well, yeah, we might not.
How will you know they're from Queensland, though?
No, we don't. But if they are, imagine how happy it'll make them.
I don't think you can make unsolicited calls. What if we get people to call in who know what the hell you're on about right now?
And
just yell Queenslander at us.
I'm not on board with you calling random people and yelling Queenslander. That seems quite aggressive. What I will accept is if you can get one person in Geelong who is an expat or cares at all to call and yell Queenslander into the phone, I'll give him a prize. How about that?
All right, let's do it, Queenslanders. This one's for you.
Give us a call and yell Queenslander on the radio. Why not?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You wanted to start ringing random people. We've invited, I think, Tom, you and I thought that nobody would call.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to call in, yell out Queenslander, Loggy will respond in kind. And amazingly, people have actually rang.
Well, Loggy's been furiously texting her mates and asking them to call through. On 52232955. Dave from Leopold has answered the call. Dave, what say you?
Queenslander!
Did that feel good, Dave?
No, it felt great. It was even better last night.
Yes.
What part of Queensland are you from, mate?
Gold Coast.
Okay,
well.
Story checks out.
Very nice. Marley from Torquay, what do you want to say to Loggy, Marley?
Queenslander!
So awkward. It's not. It feels really good, doesn't it, Marley?
It does a bit.
It does a bit.
She's not sure.
She's Queenslander curious.
All right, Michael in Colac, what do you want to say, Michael?
The Mighty Blues.
Oh!
No, we don't.
Shots fired.
Stitch up. That's on thing. Yeah.
How you feeling after last night there, hero?
A bit sore.
Yeah, I bet. All right. Better luck next time, mate. It could be worse. He could be part of the whole Queensland thing.
Oh, come on now.
Nah, good on ya.
You got two.
Hey, it feels good. Don't we all feel good? Sure. My throat is killing me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, an upfront warning to the both of you to keep this clean, okay? Yeah,
no, it's fine, mate. You don't have to worry about me.
We'll hide the mess. Don't worry.
Keep your dirty minds out of this one. I watched part of a movie yesterday.
Part of a movie?
Couldn't get through the whole thing.
No, I'd had it recommended to me to just... Oh.
Just that part? You got to pause right on this mark.
Clearly you two did not listen to my warning just a moment ago.
Mate, you're making it too easy.
They said, start the movie at this point. And then go on. Stop it.
Is this for real?
Yes, because of the incredible cinematography.
I read it for the article. Yeah,
the production values are amazing.
Oh, yes. Bowden, get ready on the buttons here. The movie is The Walk. This is a little taste of it.
Welcome to New York. Anything to declare?
I'm going to hang a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center and walk on it.
Okay. Good luck.
No matter where I was going or what I was doing, I was always searching, looking for the perfect place to hang my wire.
Well, you're obviously watching it for the accent. That's amazing.
That is about right. It's like that Eastern European vibe.
It's, doesn't it?
Yeah, really.
That is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Twin Towers, you say, too.
Playing...
Twins, Basil.
Playing 24-year-old French high wire artist Philippe Petit.
Yeah.
Very petite. And his famous, incredible, world famous 1974 walk on a tightrope, on a cable strung between the Twin Towers.
Settle
in
you.
New
Settle.
York City. Behave yourself, Lauren Tomuscus. I'll put on my grumpy voice in a second. You're dying to say something. I watched it yesterday from the point where they snuck into the Trade Center, the World Trade Centers. This is 1974, so the buildings had been completed, but they were still outfitting the offices within. It was the real early days. And they snuck in overnight, had a team of people, and strung a high wire, a proper cable, between the North and South Towers that are sadly not there anymore.
Yeah.
And got it taught, and just on dawn, they got all this finished. This is without getting caught because it was all unsanctioned, completely illegal.
Yeah.
And he, this Philip Petit, tightrope walked between the North and South Tower on a cable holding nothing but a pole, not strapped in, not clipped in, not anything. People in the street ended up noticing and looking up and watching.
Just off the top of your head, do you know how many stories? I don't know.
Very high.
120 stories or something like that. Incredible. The way they filmed it, now I've never had this reaction in a movie before. I found myself watching and I realised, I looked down and my hands were sweating. And I kind of had this realise, I can't breathe.
Yeah, right.
It was making me physically ill.
Just from watching the movie.
Watching the movie.
Because the heights and everything.
Oh, and I'm not good with heights, I'll admit that. But the way they filmed it, I was like, no. And I must admit also, I didn't know the end result. So I didn't know if he made it. I didn't know if he fell. He walked back and forth eight times.
He didn't just do it once. I mean, I am guilty of this. If you do something crazy like that, like I've done it where I've sort of launched myself off a waterfall that was quite high up and I was like, done it once, I'll do it again.
Do it again. Yeah. But he sat down on the wire.
Yeah.
So you got to lower yourself down on a single cable.
Oh, no.
I had this physical, I couldn't breathe. Yeah. I was like,
so a movie has never done that to you before.
Not that I've been scared in movies. Yeah. I've cried in movies. I've got the goosebumps in movies, all of that. But this was a physical, like,
it's a panic attack.
I was sweating and everything. So I want to know, has a movie ever made you have a full-on physical reaction?
Or a TV show, anything you've watched.
Not that sort of movie, Lauren.
I didn't
You smiled.
I'm not.
I guess crying is the most common one, to have that physical reaction, something that makes you cry, and the goosebumps
But
as
even
well,
like,
yeah.
You know, there's crying, there's tearing, but then there's hysterical crying, like having to walk
sobbing,
out.
Sobbing.
Yep. Crying, or maybe even throwing up.
You're throwing up. That could be another one. Or so physically scared, like you're almost I'm talking a major physical reaction to a movie or TV show, because I had it yesterday, and I still can't believe, like, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. All right. Give us a call. Have you ever had a physical reaction to something that you've watched?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
All right. We've got Tony from Corio. Tony, what were you watching that gave you a physical response?
The 2008 grand final. Almost the exact same emotions as Cameron Ling.
Okay.
Physically ill, sweaty, body cramping up. Didn't know whether I wanted to watch the end of it or not.
Tony,
let's relive it.
Yeah, here we go.
Buddy runs him down. Hawthorn, the champions. The long wait for Crawford over.
All right. That's enough.
Are you okay, Tony?
I think I can cope, guys. I think I'll be able to cope.
You've had 15 years to sort of heal.
I feel physically ill again now. Thanks for that, Tony. Kirby in Brimley's with us. Kirby, good morning. What movie did you have a reaction to?
It was a TV series. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It was Game of Thrones. And throughout... throughout, you know, massive amounts of I'm not going to do spoilers or anything else like that, because I know some people still want to watch it that haven't.
Yes.
But things like the Red Wedding and, you know, the massive fire that broke out and all those kind of things, and all of the bastards, I was on the edge of my seat, barely breathing.
What about any of the Jon Snow in a spa, kind of warm spa situations? Because I felt like I didn't have enough of a physical response when I watched that. I thought they could have done better, to be honest.
No, I wasn't much of a Jon Snow fan. I was more of a Daenerys fan, to be honest.
Okay. Yes, well, we've
learned a lot about Kirby today. Thank you. All right. And finally, Tanya from Lovely Banks, what did you have a physical reaction to, mate?
Red Dog, unconsolable, crying, sobbing, gasping, you name it, and I still do it every single time I watch it.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Why do you go back?
When he goes to the grave and when he's looking for him and,
Don't, Tanya, I can't.
I'm tearing up now, my heart.
I don't even want to. Nah.
Loggy's crying.
Tanya, you've got Loggy to.
Ripper. Good on you, mate. Why do you keep going back and watching it again then?
Oh, it's just so good, but I know what's coming, and I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Yeah. But it's got a dog in it, and it's beautiful, and I don't know. I don't know, glutton for punishment.
Yeah. So tell us again exactly what scene
Shut
really.
Up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.